Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Our God Reigns, and then part three of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Detours of Perspective, from Romans chapter 8, verses 27 to 30.
Daily born, he had no majesty that we should be drawn to.
Mighty God. This world's in a mess, but He's still on the throne.
Right.
And He's coming again, and we've got an encouragement today.
That's
right. That, folks, He is still in control. And when I see the events that are taking place in our world, it makes me look up and rejoice in one sense, because it tells me the coming of the Lord is next. We're going to see Him. We're going to behold Him. And glory, one day we'll rule and reign with Him. What a mighty day that's going to be. We're going to go back and sing this chorus through a couple more times. Lift up your voice. Put a smile on your face. Be excited about the God whom we serve. For He is still good. And He is still great. Amen. For our God reigns. Yes, He does.
Our God reigns.
He reigns.
Our God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Our God reigns.
give the Lord praise in the house of the living God. Amen. But I'll tell you what. You're going to have to go through the zig and the zag to get to the destiny and the blessing that God has for you. It doesn't mean you just don't jump out of bed in the morning and say, "Wee, man, it's a new day. Everything's going to go great." Yeah, right. Then you face trials and struggles. You know what happens to us Christians when we do that? We get on this little attitude ordeal with God. We think God's supposed to be like a little performer for us. And He's supposed to jump when we say jump. He's not a performer. And He doesn't jump when we say jump. And if you don't believe that, read the book of Job, 42 chapters. Job went through and he griped and he complained and did everything else to God. And finally God says, "Well, Job, where were you when I created the heavens and the earth?" See, we're in no position to tell God what we want. We're in a position to do what God wants. And you've got today to make sure that you're in the will of God. Hey, you know you're in the will of God then. How do you know that you're following the path that God has for you? You know that you're doing the path of God, the will of God, because God puts a peace within your heart that is absolutely overwhelming. You just know it's right. Because you have a peace that God has placed within your spirit to get you to that place that He wants you to be. So as you move through the detours that you go through to your destiny, that is your divine design today for your greatest good. God's going to bring good out of that. And it also brings the greatest advancement into the kingdom of God. The things that will keep you going is having the right perspective. Did you hear what I said? The thing that keeps you going is having the right perspective. You have to be looking at the right thing. I'm not looking to the world. Some of you are going to stay home tonight and have your nose glued to a television set to see what Clinton and Trump's going to say. I'm not interested in what they have to say. I'm more interested in what he's got something to say about. Amen. Don't lose sight. You're dealing with politicians. You're dealing with people. And they're nothing but performers anyway. They just say what they want you to think they say. And they want you to believe what they think you want to believe. Amen. It's kind of like a chameleon. You ever seen a chameleon? You can have a chameleon. If they're in a green environment, they turn green. If they're in a brown environment, they turn brown. And that's kind of like the mentality of politicians these days. Folks, I got to look to the right thing. My help doesn't come from the White House. My help comes from heaven. I know who's on my side. I know who's already won my victory. It happened over 2,000 years ago at a place called Calvary. I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. You've got to have a right perspective, especially when it comes to the fact that you're going to go through detours in your life. There is a secret to your spiritual success. And arriving at this destiny that God has for you. And I'm going to show you today by showing you and revealing to you Joseph's secret. Now, let's go quickly because we don't have a lot of time. The key verse is found in Genesis 15 and 20. "But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people." Then jumping down to Genesis 39 and 2. He says this, "And the Lord was with Joseph." Then you go to Genesis 39 and 3. "And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man." Genesis 39 and 5 says this, "The Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake." Genesis 39 and 21, when Joseph was in prison, when Joseph was in prison, "But the Lord was with Joseph." Now, Genesis 39 and 23 says, "Because the Lord was with him." Hallelujah. And this continues into Genesis 41. You can just read through, man. It's just pow, pow, pow. It is awesome what God is saying here. And even, I mean, here's Joseph. He got in a mess. He had that nice coat that his daddy had given him. His big daddy. I mean, he had found favor with his daddy. And this coat caused him a lot of trouble. Amen. So, understanding the secret to Joseph arriving at his destiny is he refused to leave God out of the equation. no matter the circumstances. You cannot leave God out. You can't get through what you're in unless you have God with you and for you. Amen. The only hope for America is to get back to God. The only hope for our communities, the only hope for your home, the only hope for your relationship, the only hope, period, is to walk with God. Amen. And know Him and experience Him in your life. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad that we have a God. Listen, we better not leave Him out. Your blunders in life is when you have left God out of the equation. Amen. In the pit, God was with him. When he was a slave, God was with him. In Potiphar's house, God was with him. In the prison, God was with him. Every time we see Joseph, it's a different situation. But in every situation, you see God with him. Amen. Praise God. God is not some sometime God. Amen. God is a full-time, all the time, always there God. Amen. So if you take God seriously, you know what? You'll never be a victim. I am so sick of the mentality that's absolutely invaded America. Everybody's walking around and everybody's a victim. Let me tell you what. Why don't you just take that up, go outside, dig a hole, and bury your victim status? Why don't you just kick that pity pot that you've been sitting on for so long and wanting everybody to feel sorry for yourself? Why don't you get rid of it and stand up and be the person that God's called you to be? Why don't you put God first in your life? Why don't you start serving Him? Why don't you let your light so shine? Why don't you declare the goodness of the Lord? Why don't you start praising Him for the great and mighty God that He is? Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Say amen.
Amen.
You can never be a victim to your circumstances. Did you hear what I said? I talk to people every day. My circumstances. You do not have to be a victim to your circumstances. Your circumstances could not be your circumstances without God allowing your circumstances to come. We're too busy finding, where's the door, man? I've got to get out. God's not looking for the door. Sometimes God camouflages the door. You don't even see it. Because God wants you to learn something in what you're in. And that's to learn to trust the Lord in all things today. Nothing happened in the life of Joseph without the approval of God to begin with today. So if the enemy can remove your consideration of God in the circumstances that you're going through today, then you know what? You're going to lose your perspective. You're going to get your eyes, your mind, your heart, your life off of God. God was the sum total of Joseph's life. You follow it. Actually, Joseph is a mirror of the life of Jesus Christ. Joseph keeps bringing God into his situations. What most of us would have done when we wound up in the pit, we'd have been ready to throw in the towel, throw in the jacket, throw in the coat of many colors, and we'd have been ready to say, man, let's forget this. I'm going back to the old life. Amen. But Joseph persevered because he kept the perspective of the destiny that God had for him. What caused that? Because he had a profound trust in the Lord. That's why. The things that marked Joseph was he was consumed. Hear this. He was consumed with God. What's consuming your life today? Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? What's consuming your life today? What's going to happen on Wall Street? What's consuming your life? What's going on in Washington, D.C.? What's consuming your life? Whatever the ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, all the other crazies that's out there bobbing, talking heads that do nothing but just read a script.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.